This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Welcome back to The Drive. Jay Binkley, Rob Brenton, producing the operation. Carrington back tomorrow. Kansas City Royals, Pittsburgh Pirates tonight. Vern gets you going at 5:30 for Vern's On Deck show. Noah Cameron out of St. Joe, the starter for the Royals tonight. Rob, you going out to any of the Pirates games? Or are you backing off because no Skeens?
I'm backing off because no Skeens. I will get full
But if Skeens was here, you'd be here.
Skeens was here, I'd be at the ballpark. Full disclosure, when the Pirates kind of manipulated their, you know, rotation for who's starting what day and when, me and Carrington were texting. We were like, are we going to miss Skeens? And we looked it up. We are going to miss Skeens. And our interest in going to games this week dropped significantly. I would have paid to go out there and see Skeens. He is must-see TV. But Andrew Heaney is not must-see TV, so he's not be out there tonight.
Why are they doing this? Why are teams manipulating their starting pitchers? Because the Royals' offense?
I think it's
throw anybody at them.
I think it's mostly because it's just that time of year where you're kind of leaning up against the break and there's some off days coming up. Like, let's not burn out our guy. You can get an extra off day plus the upcoming off week. You know, he's a candidate for maybe starting the All-Star game. Skeens is because he's been so good.
Well, I started him now in this series because
the
All-Star game is not until Tuesday.
If you start him Monday, though, he starts again Friday. Now he can't start Tuesday. So maybe if you start him Sunday, then he can start. Get the off day. Like, you can kind of manipulate it so he's the star of the All-Star game. That would be my guess, more so than the Royals offense.
Well, he's definitely must-see TV. I remember last year was texting Kling and Bob and stuff like that. Hey, you watching Skeens? Skeens Day pitching, but you're not going to be able to see him. And that kind of sucks. Well, Josh Vernier, of course, is on all the different shows throughout the week. And, of course, pregame and postgame, as Vern always does, has you set for Royals baseball. It's good. Yeah, he is the number one Royals source, in my opinion. But anyway, Vern today on should this team sell or not regarding the future of the organization. What would Vern think? What's Vern going to do? Because I was thinking about this a lot this weekend. Well, the Royals still in it. You don't want to wave the white flag. You don't want to say, hey, we're done. We don't want to be a quitter. What does Vern think about long-term with this organization? Better to sell or not?
Obviously, I'm concerned about the long-term health of this organization, but you know, we have, what, 71 games to go? More than half of those at Kauffman Stadium down the stretch. And I'm all for making smart moves, right? Moving a Michael Lorenzen, a Mark Canha, if somebody calls, a Seth Lugo. Expiring contracts, mm-hmm. to me, that doesn't necessarily reflect a team that's waving the white flag. That's not true selling. Moving Lugo, Lorenzen, Canha, in my opinion. But if I'm John Sherman, I think what I'm telling J.J. Piccolo is, yeah, you can move Seth Lugo as long as you can prove to me that it's not a white flag. And right now, to me, it is. it is a white flag, or at least if I'm JJ, I don't know if I can make a case to John Sherman that it's not a white flag, because I don't know who takes his spot in the rotation.
I'm 100% with Vern there, because there's certain moves, like Kama, these type of things, even Lorenzen. To me, I'm with Vern. I don't think that's really waving the white flag. To me, making a Lugo move, that's a white flag. That's 100% what that is, Rob. You have to make a decision real quick, because usually you say June 1st, and you guys bring on Denny and stuff. He always talks about that June and stuff. But as we sit here on July 7th, you make a move with Lugo going forward right around the All-Star break or before the trade deadline on the 31st, that's 100% a white flag.
So here's my thing. I don't totally disagree with you and Vern. I think we're kind of in lockstep here. But I don't think that trading Seth Lugo is a white flag. I get Vern's point, and you echo it here. Like, if you trade Seth Lugo today, who jumps in the rotation? That's a fair question to ask. But I look at last year's I look at last year's Tigers team. You know what the Tigers did at the deadline? They were 52-55. They were sub-500, and they were quasi in the race, but not really in the race. They traded Jack Flaherty to the Dodgers. Now, Jack Flaherty is very good. Like that. Now, he eventually re-signed in Detroit, but that was a player of Seth Lugo's caliber. They traded him. They also traded their best bullpen arm. And you know what? They had enough faith in their system. They had enough faith in their guys that, hey, we can trade these two pieces. We can still be competitive down the stretch, and we are stronger in the next year and beyond. The Royals could do that. If Cole Reagans comes back and is healthy, which is a massive question mark, if you can get him back and healthy, you can trade Seth Lugo, and there's your ready-made replacement. Kyle Wright's been toiling around the minors. I know he had a setback recently. Maybe he in a month could be a guy that comes up. No one preseason talking about Noah Cameron, and now he might be your second-best starting pitcher. So there are bodies to replace him, and I look at the Royals prospect list, and it's a woof. It's a lot of old guys who've been kicking around the minors for a long time.
A lot of catchers, though,
And then Carter Jensen is obviously a
good Blake Mitchell, your top two prospects are catchers.
So it's either guys who are a long way off or, you know, who are a little bit older than the level. So if you can trade Lugo, if you can trade Schreiber, if you can trade Lorenzen, I'm talking about expiring contracts similar to Vern, and you can make 2026 stronger, yeah, you take a half step back in 2025, but right now they're already a half step back in 2025 because the guys they trust aren't producing. So I don't view it as a white flag to trade Seth Lugo, and I think the Royals would be irresponsible to not trade Seth Lugo unless somehow they're in first place at the deadline, which just isn't happening.
No, it's not going to happen, but I do consider a Lugo move, I consider it a white flag move. I consider that throwing the towel in, you're done. Canna, things like that, no big deal. You just got to do what you can. And I keep hearing this notion that Seth Lugo, they could, because they technically can. Like, if he goes somewhere else, they technically could re-sign him next year because he'll be a free agent. He has that option here with the Royals. They could bring him back. I don't see that happening. Once he's gone, I don't think you'll ever see him again. Now, is Kyle Wright the answer? Like you said, can you just throw him in there? Guy led the major leagues in wins a couple years ago with the Braves. He's been hurt. He's coming back. Is that a guy you could throw in there? Man, that's the thing. That's the thing. You see this team, and they frustrate you to no end because you see that offense and not scoring. But then they have those games, like against the D-backs at times, the first one and the last one. You think, man, I like the way this team is hitting. You saw it down in Texas against the Rangers. You're saying, wow, look at this team. Look what happens when your stars produce. Look what happens when Witt and Perez and Vinny are all on the same page and doing damage, and then you're getting production from the bottom of your lineup, like Cal Isbell's getting on and getting doubles. You think, all right, I like this team. So when you make a move like that with a veteran player like that, I think it screams a message that not this year. I think the third wild card, man, I think it's a curse and it's a blessing for – I think it's a blessing for MLB fans to think, okay, we still got a chance. We're still in it. And I think it's really caused some concern with front offices. Hey, do we make a move or not? Because right now, as the Royals sit, they're 5.5 games back from that last wild card position. But sitting right in front of them, well, right now the wild cards would be the Yanks, the Rays, and the Mariners. And then 2.5 games back are the Sox that are getting Bregman back. The Rangers still sitting there just 4 games back. 4.5 the Angels, and the Twins are 5. And I don't believe in the Twins. I think they'll find a way to screw things up because that's just what they do. But they're 5, and the Royals sit in front of them. So you'd have to jump the Twins, the Angels, I think that could happen easily. And then you got to jump the Rangers and the Red Sox. Very feasible things. You saw how good the Royals were when they went down and played Texas in Arlington. They swept them. And the Red Sox, yeah, I don't believe. Teams that are completely, I would say, out of it, even though Baltimore's played better. I'll give them that. Even though they're just 6-4 in the last 10, they have won 3 in a row. Baltimore's 7.5 back. And you say, well, the Royals is 5.5 games back. Baltimore's making it too close for comfort, to be honest with you, because they're playing better. And then you got Cleveland sitting 7 games back. So they're sitting, what, 1.5 games back from the Royals. I thought this would be a 2-horse race in this division, the Tigers and the Royals. Clearly, it's going to be the Tigers' division. Then it's the Royals. Can they make the wild card or not? But conceivably, you have the Athletics and the White Sox of teams. That's it. That's the American League teams that I would say have zero chance to make the postseason. Other teams, you have a great week, you go undefeated for a week, and all of a sudden you're talked about again. Because I look at the American League, it's so jumbled up, and a move like Lugo can change in the standings. You sit 5.5 back now, you can make ground up with that. It's not the end-all be-all, definitely not white flag material at that point. See what happens this week. See what happens against Pittsburgh. See what happens against the Mets before you go into the All-Star game. But it's more of a wait and see. The old adage of you are what you are in June, I do believe in that. You are what you are kind of in June 1st. But when you have that extra wild card, it makes things different because you, quote, always think you still have a chance. Unless you're the Athletics, unless you're the White Sox, you got a chance. Wouldn't move a horse like Lugo. Yeah, if you think it'll help your team long term, I get it. But the thing about me is I look at this and you're wasting that elite talent. We talked about the Steelers earlier with Rodgers. Like, if they're not going to go out and just try to win, there was no reason to bring him in. Unless you're, I mean, they went out and made that move for DK. You bring in Rodgers. They want to win now, and I get it. They're building things up. They have those 12 draft picks next year. Drafts in Pittsburgh, do it. But you got to maximize your potential. It's like having an elite quarterback. Are you going to give him a line? Are you going to give him receivers? Are you going to maximize your window? Because I see windows, especially in the NFL, teams don't capitalize on. What the Chiefs have done going to 7 straight AFC title games is ridiculous. Teams don't do it. They fall off the map. Look at all the Super Bowl champions that aren't named the Kansas City Chiefs. They fall right off that map as soon as they win it, and boom, they're on the back of the milk carton. But in baseball, when you have a pitching staff like this, like when do you ever see the Royals having this good of a pitching staff? That's the question they have to ask themselves. You're going to have this good a pitching staff next year, the year after? Probably not. You're not going to have it. This pitching staff right now is elite. You can win with this pitching staff. You get into the postseason, can you win short series with this pitching staff? 100% you can. Can you win a World Series with this pitching staff? I do believe you can. Now, you can't with these hitters. I get that. But you start jettisoning some of your great pitching staff, that's when you got problems. So you're losing a guy like Lugo, I think you have admitted to throwing in the towel, and I wouldn't do it yet if I'm the Royals. 100% wouldn't do it. But coming up next, more Tom Brady. Well, not Tom Brady. Patrick Mahomes. He was speaking with Kay Adams. Already talked about what Tom Brady said about Mahomes and how he loved that and ate that up. But Patrick Mahomes also had some other key things to say that I think got me real excited about this Chiefs season in 2025. We'll talk about that next, especially the wide receivers.
You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison, host of the Random Royals lineup on 96.5 The Fan.
Baseball with the Royals.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, Jay Binkley, Rob Brenton. Just to kind of finish that up, Rob, with the third wild card, text line's asking me. They said, third wild card, does it matter? Is it really mattered in Major League Baseball? Well, let me put it this way. 2022 was the first year of the third wild card, and the Philadelphia Phillies were the third wild card in the National League. They lost the World Series to Houston. It was a 4-2 decider there. 2023, the Rangers were the second wild card, only by a game. Just a game separated the Rangers from number two to number three, which was the Blue Jays. The Rangers won the World Series in 23, making the second wild card. Who did they face in the World Series? They faced the Arizona Diamondbacks, who were the third wild card team in the National League. So 23, you had the number two and a three as far as the wild card teams are concerned. The year before, the first year they instituted it, you'd have the third wild card team make the World Series. So pretty good track record of teams that very short working space since 2022. But it's very possible once you get in that dance, good things happen because there is proof that these teams can win from the wild card situation. So you look at that and you think of the Royals, and can you make the dance? Can you get there at all? Well, you do have a chance because history would say you do have a chance once that you get there. Well, played earlier, Mahomes talking about the praise that he received from Tom Brady, all that, discussed that. Thought he said some good things, talking about being unique and got to be unique and be a player or a quarterback that the other teammates really respect what you're doing. But he also had this to say about his wide receivers that are coming back this year.
You won 15 games with a banged-up team, not your number one wide receiver, full compliment. In that receiver room, what are you most excited about outside of hopefully health?
I think it's just going to be, it's going to come from everywhere. I mean, obviously, you got Rasheed being back. He looks great. You have Xavier Worthy, who came on so strong at the end of last year. You have Hollywood Brown healthy again. Guys everywhere. You add in Travis Kelce, a Hall of Famer, and Noah Gray, a great tight end, and everybody that we've added to all those different rooms. Well, we have so many weapons. Let's go out there and just maximize it all. It's not going to be just one person. It's going to be the entire offense going out there and showcasing what the Kansas City Chiefs truly are.
There's a lot of, they did this, free agency, draft, the other teams in the AFC, and I'm like, okay, but the Chiefs are like, I honestly think it might be your deepest receiver room. Would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I think that is, it is going to be the deepest. I mean, it's hard to always say, like, you had Tyreek and Travis Kelce, Hall of Famers in the prime of their careers, and that it's hard to always say that it could be deeper than that, but at the same time, it's not the depth. I mean, it's going to be hard to make cuts because we have so many great receivers that we could be 8-9 deep, the guys I can see making the roster, and that's what you want. You want competition. And we have that. Brett Veach, Coach Reed have done a great job of bringing guys in, and they've been competing, and we're excited to get to St. Joe, Missouri, and go out there and compete and showcase who we are.
This is a deeper group if they all play. If they all play. I mean, I liked the set of receivers last year, but all of a sudden you're without Hollywood Brown, the first play of preseason against Jacksonville, and then in what, game four last year, Rashee Rice goes down essentially for the year, and Hollywood came back at the end, gave you 9 catches. But you essentially were without your 1 and 2 last year, and then all of a sudden you had a first-round pick, and Xavier Worthy saying, step up, young man, you got to be the number one force. Yeah, he's a first-round pick, that's great, but it was going to be just, you know, easing him into the system, being behind Rice and Hollywood Brown, because he's very similar skill set to what Hollywood Brown is, but all of a sudden it was go time for Xavier Worthy. And I think that helps him going forward. That's why I think there should be a lot of expectations put on Xavier Worthy because of the growth he showed last year. He went from a guy just trying to acclimate in the system, himself in the system, being a first-round pick, to all of a sudden being relied upon, when all of a sudden you got to step up and be the dude. And he did. It took a while. First couple games, you know, throwing deep to him, the placement, being on the sideline or not, making those catches. That was concerning, but he fixed all that stuff and became really reliable for the rest of the season. Matter of fact, led this team in receptions and yards in the postseason. And forget it, he had a great Super Bowl, but I get it, a lot of garbage time stuff. But regardless, he was still a leading receiver even going into that game. And of course, he had a great game in the Super Bowl. But it is different having this group. And they've taken shots. Like when they drafted Sky Moore, they took a shot at Sky Moore and said, this is our dude. This is a guy, one dart. They're throwing one dart at wide receiver. So this is our guy. Hey, it hasn't panned out. The next year, Rashee Rice, that was the dude. Remember that Friday night, the draft in Kansas City? They'd gone defense, defense, defense. And then on Friday night, the second round of the draft, they went offense. They went Rashee Rice, and they went Wanya Morris. The only time they kind of broke away and went offense, and those were, of course, positions to, quote, help Patrick Mahomes. And Rashee Rice ended up being a home run for this team because his production was just as good or better than any other rookie. I mean, that's not hyperbole. It's fact. Only Puka Nacua was better in yards and receptions than Rashee Rice for rookie wide receivers that year. He was number two. And number two at the bullet point, too, because, you know, Puka, yeah, that was an outlier, man. That was the third Rams fifth-round pick. It's not like he was not a given. I mean, to be a third, fifth-round pick of a team, you weren't a given. Rashee Rice was that dude. So they've built this up, and they have the same group coming back, which should be exciting because they understand and know the system. And it goes further than that, too. Speaking of that, Mahomes even asked about this, even in his last press conference there on that Wednesday during mandatory minicamp before they – but his final time speaking was that Wednesday of minicamp. But Andy Reid spoke on that Thursday of mandatory minicamp just a couple weeks ago. And this is very interesting when you're talking about that group of wide receivers like Patrick was talking about there.
Yeah, you're not going – I mean, we're teaching everything. Getting out of the huddle, the snap count. That's where we started with some of these guys last year. So, yeah, no, it allows you to jump start, line up in all these crazy formations. So you had to kind of back up on some of that stuff. And it's things that you – as the season went on, we were able to expand a little bit and then hit it running here.
See, that makes sense, and that should be a level of excitement thinking about this group of receivers because, again, you have a guy like Patrick Mahomes once. I mean, listen, Lynn Dawson is great here, but I understand that, you know, in between there, guys like Alex Smith, great job. Did he win a ring? No. You go back to Bill Kenny and Taylor Thigpen and blah, blah, blah with Skurback. All the darts the Chiefs took at quarterbacks to get a guy. And doubt they ever see a guy ever win 3 Super Bowls with his team. You got to take care of him. But his wide receivers coming back is big. And Hollywood Brown coming back, on a side note, is really big for this team. It was thought that he was going to be one and done with this team. That was a great move by Veach because you're getting a guy that's hungry to come in and put up numbers because he knew he was going to be with Patrick and he was going to have Andy Reid calling the plays. And you're going to be on the Chiefs, which meant a lot of primetime games. You're going to get exposure. And then the injury happened to Hollywood Brown. That was a setback for him financially, personally, professionally, you name it. And all of a sudden, even I remember Brett Veach around draft time. Well, we got Hollywood Brown in here for a year. Then the injury happened. Then things changed. It's like, well, maybe Hollywood Brown comes back with the Chiefs. And I think some of that might have gone into drafting Xavier Worthy. thinking, well, it's the same skill set at Hollywood Brown. He's going to come in here for 1 year, then be gone. We'll get the same skill set in the drawer here with Xavier Worthy. But now having him back is a luxury. And you throw him in the mix, and you draft Jalen Royals to add in here and what he can do, and that helps you withstand a suspension that could or could not happen for Shea Rice. We don't know at this point, and let it play out, but at this point he's playing. And every day. So you got to go into that mindset. But yeah, this group of receivers, but what Andy said there is about you can throw everything in at first. The snap count, you think that's just one of these things, but it does matter, like the snap count for the receivers. But then he talks about the formations and all the interesting things he does with them. He doesn't have to hold back. And I think that was kind of the key of the whole thing, that he's not having to hold back with these wide receivers. He can implement things right away with them and throw them right to the feet of the fire, because they are used to that from the previous year. So he's going in with the mindset that he can throw guys right into the mix, and wasn't able exactly to do that all the time last year. So I think that was big for this group of wide receivers. And when you think about them, the group that they have, that stuff's important, man. What Andy Reid's talking about with knowing the plays and not having to hold back. I mean, I took something from that a little bit, Rob, that he's right. I mean, you think about it, and that's a group that's going to be counted upon, because – we know, hey, they're only going to be as good as his offensive line blocks. I think we know that, to really utilize their skill set. Again, they were really struggling last year throwing the ball 25 yards, you know, down the field, getting that. But that is kind of a nice feeling to some extent for Chiefs fans, isn't it, that Andy Reid really can do what he does best, and that's call whatever plays he wants.
There is no doubt that this year's wide receiver group is going to be better than last year's. Now, I will say this. You're right. We don't know the same group. We also, the same way it would have been if I pulled the tape and it was July 7th of 2024, I'm betting we were excited about last year's wide receiver room too. Now,
oh, we were.
You can't anticipate injury. You never can. You can't anticipate, like, that. Just life sometimes happens. Football happens. Like, Rashee Rice injury is a little bit of a freak accident. A quarterback tackled him during an interception. That's freak accident. We now know broken clavicle, basically, whatever that happened to Hollywood Brown. Relatively, you know, rare that occurs. So, yes, there's no doubt on paper on July 7th, this year's wide receiver class is a much better for the Chiefs than last season. I will say this, though, and I don't mean to throw cold water on the fire. It's not like Hollywood Brown's a bastion of health in his time in the NFL. He's pretty consistently hurt. The broken clavicle is an outlier because
he was missing three games a year with Arizona.
He's consistently out in Arizona. He was out. The 1 year he wasn't out was in Baltimore when he had his best year. Also, we don't know what we don't know about Rashee Rice's suspension. We don't believe it's coming in 2025, but the civil case is set to be heard in January 26th. May, if that and the criminal thing is settled, we'll have a better understanding. Like, so there's a lot of moving parts of this Chiefs wide receiver room, but now stopping the cold water, it is 1,000% better on paper than it was last season. And I really hope the Chiefs can regain some form with the offense, because I know they won the Super Bowl in 2023, and flags fly forever, and we'll always have that win, the throw to Mecole Hardman. We play on the open of the show every day, da-da-da. But in 2024 and 2023, Patrick Mahomes is pretty just average. There was nothing about his stats that you went, ooh, look how good that was. He was throwing 20-something touchdowns. He was throwing barely 4,000 yards. If you were to blind resume Patrick Mahomes' stats last two seasons, you would have not thought it's Patrick Mahomes, because they're relatively unimpressive. Now, is that injury? Is that O-line? Is it offensive coordinator? I don't know, but I am hoping we get back to our roots, because Patrick Mahomes is too talented to be throwing Alex Smithian-type numbers up there every single season. So I hope the receiver room stays healthy. I hope the offensive line stays healthy. And I hope, you know, whatever other ailments this offense has had the last 2 years are cured, because I'm tired of looking at Patrick Mahomes' stats and seeing 26 touchdowns and 13 picks, because it's pretty blah from the quarterback recently.
Well, I understand. When you look at the stats, it's a different deal. But it's the leadership and being able to do it. I mean, you just look 2 years ago. They won a ring. Do you remember how bleak things were that year? Remember when this team was 9-6? Remember that Christmas Day game against the Raiders? And the freaking Raiders came in here and beat the Chiefs. And then they could have gone one direction or the next, man. It could have been bad. They had the Bengals coming in the following week without Joe Burrow. And what exactly like a wipeout? I mean, the Bengals played them good despite not having Burrow. They could have gone one of two directions, but you know what they did? They went to the postseason and they beat the number one, the number three, and the number four scoring defenses with not a lot of great offensive weapons. Patrick Mahomes, and I hope this goes down in history when you think about Patrick and what he did more with less. Hell, I'll even give Josh Allen credit. And he won the MVP. I'll give him credit because they scored 30 points a game. And there wasn't stars on that team. There just weren't. Widers, they had gotten rid of Stephon Diggs, but they still found a way to score 30 points a game. I give him a ton of credit for that. I mean, there's a reason why he won MVP. I mean, listen, Lamar had a great year. Statistically, he was better. But I look at what quarterbacks do with less. And I think Josh did more with less. But having said that, I think what Patrick Mahomes is doing more with less. The fact he's got to get rid of the ball. The fact he's got to worry about his right tackle being lined up on side. The fact he's got to worry about his left tackle situation, a thing that quarterbacks shouldn't have to worry about because that's a stalwart, that's the blind side protector, but he's worried about it. And then all of a sudden when you lose your Hollywood Brown, you lose Rashee Rice basically for the season, and you're sitting there with like Justin Watson and crap like that at wide receiver, yeah, you won with less. So yeah, his numbers were down, but look who he was throwing to. I could probably go around this office building and find just as good a receiver. I'm joking. But you know what I'm saying? Less talent, but he did more with less talent. So the fact is that you have on paper, you got Brown and you got Worthy and Rice. Because last year, man, it was the St. Joe Chiefs, I called them. It was highlight after highlight of 75-yard bombs downfield. That was the team the Chiefs thought they were going to the season with. That was the aerial assault. The Chiefs are back to being the Chiefs. Remember, last year they were 15th in scoring offense. The year before they were 15th in scoring offense. That's very un-Chiefs-like with one of the best play callers the game's ever seen in Andy Reid and one of the best quarterbacks this game's ever seen in Patrick Mahomes to be 15th in scoring offenses in back-to-back years. You're sitting here going, all right, what's going on? What's not connecting? What's not jiving? What's this team not doing? Because the year before they were first and then fourth before that, so you're saying, all right, this team's got the ability to be that, but they're not that. They're 15th. But they found a way to win a ring with that. And I give 2 years ago that run, I mean, when they faced the 1, 3, and the 4 scoring defenses in the NFL, and the only reason they didn't face 2 in the postseason, because it was them, and the fact they faced the number 2, 3, 4, and 6 highest scoring offenses in the NFL, I mean, honestly, on paper, that's one of the best runs we've ever seen in the history of the National Football League, what they did when they got there. So that's the outlier. That's the asterisk. That's the leadership quotient, what they do, more with less, because that's what the Chiefs have been doing. But if you have a wide receiver group that knows what the hell they're doing, they know the snap counts, they know the formations, and Andy Reid doesn't have to hold back because it's a bunch of new dudes and they didn't learn everything down at Camp Pat, you know, practice with Mahomes in the offseason, all these things come into play. And the fact that they can do this now and have this group back, that's big. And especially a team that's got to be right because they've built up this defense. They've taken, again, one dart and you throw it. Jalen Royals this year, Rashee Rice before that, Sky Moore. It's not like this team's drafting 2 and 3 dudes to be wide receiver. They're drafting one and saying, you got to be the guy, man. Didn't work out with Sky Moore, has with Rashee Rice. It did with Xavier Worthy, in my opinion. That's worked out, and we'll see about Jalen Royals. Also, Patrick Mahomes was asked about something, and I thought this was kind of interesting. The NFL Top 100, they've started that now. I think Creed was what? Wouldn't Creed in there like 93? It was ridiculous. It was way too low. Isn't Creed the only top 100 guy so far, Rob? I think it was Creed.
Yes, so far.
I NFL Creed's, top 100, yeah, that's way too low for him. When you're talking about the best center, that's way too low. But regardless, the NFL top 100, clearly Patrick's going to be a top 10 guy. But where, that's the question. Does he even care about that? Keep in mind, Patrick Mahomes twice has been the NFL's number one player. Pete Prisco just put out his list. He put him number one. He was number 4 last year. He's been as far as number 8 in his career. But does he even give a damn about the NFL top 100? Because most guys do.
You've been for a bunch, sort of iconic relationship with the top 100 list. Why would you describe that relationship this year? You know it's coming.
I know it's coming. I mean, I know it's a year-by-year thing. And so there's a lot of great quarterbacks, a lot of great players in this league. And they can rank me wherever they rank me. At the end of the day, all I'm trying to do is win Super Bowls, and I don't care where I am on that list. No offense.
You've been for a bunch, sort of iconic relationship with the top 100 list. Why would you describe that relationship this year? You know it's coming.
I know it's coming. I mean, I know it's a year-by-year thing, and so there's a lot of great quarterbacks, a lot of great players in this league, and they can rank me wherever they rank me. At the end of the day, all I'm trying to do is win Super Bowls, and I don't care where I am on that list, no offense.
I love that, man. No offense. I don't care about the list. I love that, man. I love those comments, man. I don't care. It's about winning Super Bowls. At the end of the day, you're only judged how many Super Bowls you won. I mean, in the end of the day, that's all that matters. Being top five or top four, whatever. And again, it's kind of weird when they do NFL Top 100. I know it's an honor because you're being voted by your peers. But last year, you know, they didn't even going into last year's rankings. Remember the year before was a lot of times the players get the votes and they vote in like November or something. And remember, it was pretty rough and pretty lean with the Chiefs then. Again, I brought up that Christmas Day game. You know, they were 9-6 at that point, but Patrick wasn't having the greatest of years, and that's when they voted for that. But in the grand scheme of things, as I mentioned, he beat the number 1, 3, and 4 scoring defenses in the NFL, the number 2, 3, and 6 scoring offenses in the NFL in the postseason. Didn't matter. He just did his job. It didn't matter who ends up on the NFL top 100, but I thought that was funny. Just showing kind of what Patrick thinks about that. And, yeah, it doesn't matter. I do like when he gets mad about it where he was picked in the top 100. I think that's actually good. I think fuel actually helps this team, and I love hearing that fuel. But, anyway, this is what else he said, too, about how he's kind of tired of the talk. I think a lot of people in Kansas City kind of echo these same sentiments. Just play football, man. Just get to the games. This talk, it drives us nuts.
I'm seeing the terms revenge tour. I've actually said that one. I've seen scorched earth. Can you frame what your mentality is so I know how to talk about it?
You know, I'm honestly just ready to play football again. Whenever you lose, you kind of have this taste in your mouth that you want to go out there and revenge that or whatever you want to say. But at the same time, I feel like I've had to sit back and just listen to people talk. And I'm like, let's just play football and just handle it all out there. And I don't really want to talk about it. I just want to go out and show who we are as the Kansas City Chiefs.
Man, I love it. I love it. It's just, I'm going to talk a little bit more about that, about this revenge tour, and forget about what people are saying and just kind of what I've noticed about the Chiefs this offseason compared to others, because I do think in the grand scheme of things that will matter. We'll discuss that next.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
For more than half a century, contractors and trade professionals have relied on WeatherGuard for heavy-duty truck and van storage equipment, not just to protect their tools, but to protect their professional reputations. Whether it's inside or outside of work vehicles, a WeatherGuard badge means pros can trust that their hard-earned name is in good hands. Since 1968 and every day since, WeatherGuard has been protecting anything it takes to build a professional reputation. WeatherGuard, established in 1968, proven every day. WeatherGuard.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No Carrington today. He's doing something special. Jay Binkley, Rob Britton. With you, Josh Vernier takes over at 5:30. Little Kansas City Royals, Pittsburgh Pirates action coming your way right here on 96.5. The Fan, Noah Cameron, St. Joe, starting tonight for the Kansas City Royals. Looking for that. Then, of course, the Mets come in this weekend. That's going to be fun, kind of reliving that 2015 World Series, Kansas City, New York. Man, was that fun? I'll be going out to those games as well. My friend, Gene Battaglia, who does he works for our sister station out in New York, but they're a Bills station. So throughout the years, since the Chiefs were able to trade down with the Bills to get Mahomes, I went on his show. He's come on here. I know Alex has spent some time on their shows as well. So it's been a lot of misery for him. Josh Allen 0-4 against Mahomes in the postseason. The fact that his team, the Mets, lost the Royals in 2015, a lot of misery. So we welcome our friends from Western New York coming in later this week. It's going to be fun. But I do like what Patrick said there. I like what he said about everything, the top 100, all that. But tired of the talk. Let's play football. This Vengeance Tour. You can call it what you want. Vengeance is great. I think really if you're the Super Bowl loser, you can talk about revenge. You can talk about vengeance. I know we saw Lamar Jackson kind of talk about this a couple months ago with the Ravens. He has revenge on his mind. Clearly, they have revenge on their minds with the Bills beating in the postseason. I'm sure the Chiefs always come up as well, kind of being that Achilles heel, that kryptonite for the Baltimore Ravens when it gets to the postseason, because it's been about the Chiefs and losing to them. But the Chiefs, they carry that with them. And I think they do take it to heart. I remember after they lose the Super Bowl a couple years ago to the Bucks and Tom Brady, you know, Travis Kelce, after the game, you know, is this team – was this a success? And he was like, no, because we didn't win the whole thing. I love the mind shift and attitude. For a long time in this town, if you just made it to the Super, hell, if you just won a playoff game, that was a successful season. But it's not anymore. The Chiefs are where the Patriots are. The Patriots didn't give a damn if they went to the Super Bowl. They only cared if they won it. And you can say that about a lot of college basketball teams. I mean, how many years in a row did KU win a Big 12 title, Rob? Was it 15, 16 years in a row? Something like all those glass bowls.
It was 05 to 19, so 15 years, 16 yeah. years.
Remember Bill Self used to have all those little glass things out there for the win of the Big 12. But did it matter to you, Rob? Because I've always, you know, wondered this with KU fans. Like, it didn't matter winning that. You wanted to win everything. Was just going to the Final Four, was that your kind of solace that you made it to the Final Four? Or did it matter unless you actually won the whole thing? Like, you don't care about the Final Four banner.
I think college basketball is a little bit of a bad barometer here because they call it the road to the Final Four, and making the Final Four in of itself is an accomplishment. Obviously, the goal is every year at Kansas to win a national title, but I never looked at a Final Four season as a failure. I know I in this show talk a lot about how much I hate Jalen Brunson and that Villanova team that whacked Kansas.
Do you consider it a failure for the Chiefs to go to the Super Bowl and lose?
No. Going to the Super Bowl is a success.
Okay.
I would like to be more competitive in the game, but that's still a success.
I mean, at the end of the day, they are AFC champions. I mean, you know, Josh Allen didn't go to the Super Bowl. Joe Burrow didn't even make the playoffs. Lamar Jackson didn't go to the Super Bowl. Never, Lamar's never been there. Josh Allen's never been there. So, yeah, there is a modicum of success for the Chiefs just going there. I just think they've gotten to this place now. I don't really look at it as a successful season losing the Super Bowl. I don't think they do either. It's like what Kelsey said after that Bucks lost. Do you consider it a success or not? And he doesn't. And I like that. I like the fact that the Chiefs, during mandatory minicamp, they brought their AFC title rings and gave them. I'm sure it meant a lot to some of the players and some of the broadcasts, whatever, the AFC championship rings. But when a team has Super Bowl rings, those don't quite matter. I mean, I know Patrick was kind of joking about it, that he puts those on top of the safe and not in it. But I think there's some kind of a level of truth to that. You keep good ones, the ones that you want it. And on top of it, you don't really care what happens to them, but they do serve as a reminder of failure at the ultimate level where everybody in the country is watching you on that time and make their judgments. I've seen so many judgments made upon that game. I mean, even Kay, when she was talking to Patrick about, you know, game two, the Eagles are on the schedule. What'd you think when you saw that? I think people forget, and I know they've forgotten, that just a couple years previous to that, Super Bowl 57, the Chiefs beat Sirianni. They beat Jalen Hurts. They beat the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl. I think people forget that because it's just what happened this year. A couple years ago, the Chiefs actually beat the Eagles in the Super Bowl. But it's all Johnny come lately. What have you done for me lately? That's what anybody remembers. Only thing people remember. I've seen so much bull crap about things. And you can hear Patrick. He was tired of that. The NFL Top 100. Like, he's tired of the noise. Because all it is noise. Anytime they flip on NFL Network or hear a clown like Emmanuel Acho talking about, is this the end of the dynasty? Is this the end of Patrick Mahomes? I think the Chiefs dynasty ends now. I'm taking the Broncos to win the West or the Chargers. This crap is spewed all over the place. And they do it every year. And they never learn. They never learn. They keep hoping, but it never happens. And they're standing, they're wondering, when are someone going to beat the Chiefs? They've been the seventh straight AFC title games, but you don't hear it. Anytime you hear the talking heads talking about the Chiefs, it's about, well, they're getting too old. You know, Kelsey's going to be done. Mahomes is going to be 30. And I'm saying, what? No other quarterback in the history of this game has gone to seven straight AFC. Every year he's been a starter, seven straight AFC title games. Within those 7 years, five Super Bowls, three rings. No quarterback in the history of the game has ever been able to say it. I brought it up when I was doing Cody and Gold show, Alex. What's the ultimate, you know, modicum of success? Postseason wins. Again, the Chiefs went 21 years, a baby being born and a baby legally being able to drink at a bar, 21 years without a playoff win. But you never, ever hear this stat, the most important stat out there. You never hear anybody talk about it, ever. Tom Brady is number one in postseason wins. I think I could ask 10 random people and they'd say that answer. But if I ask those same 10 random people who's number two all-time in postseason wins at quarterback, I'm probably getting Peyton. I'm probably getting Joe Montana. I'm probably getting Bradshaw. I'm probably getting anybody else but Patrick Mahomes. And that's a problem because they're wrong and they're idiots. Because Patrick Mahomes is number two all-time in postseason wins with 17. He passed Joe Montana. I mentioned watching that great series on Joe. It was great. 16 postseason wins, Joe Montana. The great Joe Montana had 16. Patrick Mahomes already has 17. Peyton Manning didn't win a postseason game till his sixth year. Hell, Mahomes does that in his sleep. Peyton Manning only has 14 postseason wins. Mahomes, who's not even 30, has 17 postseason wins. Never mentioned. Oh, it's the end of the dynasty. I understand when these guys are pissed, man. I'm like, I get it. I get the whole vengeance thing. When you're a quarterback and you have 17 postseason wins and only, and I mean only, Tom Brady has more postseason wins than you at a quarterback, and you get disrespected like you do, hell, it'd piss me off too. It would, because you're not even 30. Again, go look at Steve Young's football reference page. All he didn't throw for over 3,000 yards until he's in his 30s. Look at Drew Brees' MVP season and things like that, all in his 30s. Look at what Tom Brady did in his late 30s and 40s. Look at what, you know, Aaron Rodgers, all these guys did in their 30s. Patrick Mahomes hasn't even played in his 30s, man. Hall of Famer after Hall of Famer after Hall of Famer built their freaking career in their 30s. Mahomes hadn't even hit it yet. And yet we want to talk about the dynasty. Is it done or not? They're just starting, man. They're just starting. They know how to rebuild. As I mentioned, Brett Veach a couple years ago, this is what a rebuild looks like. Is they drafted seventh rounders that contributed to the team. This team's going to reload and they're going to rebuild. They've proven they can do it. It's not a mystery. It's not just hearsay. They've done it. They've done it. What more do you need than that? But, oh, is the dynasty done? Oh, Mahomes, he's washed. He's done. We can't do it. Mahomes, he's not even his prime yet. He ain't even 30. Talk to me. Talk to me when he's 40. We'll see how many rings he has then. But it drives me nuts. But this Vengeance Tour, they can say vengeance. I love the new haircut. It's all business. Listen, I know they were filming probably a State Farm commercial during this up in Adams, but they've kind of stayed clear of all that. I mean, they've done a few. Andy Reid's done one, and Mahomes is in like an Invisalign commercial or something. But they're doing a lot less, man. They went their football to do the talking. And every time I hear that, I'll let my football do the talking. Not the talking heads, what happens on Sundays, well, with the Chiefs, it's Monday, Thursday, whatever, but what the NFL regular season do the talking. So Mahomes has that going for him, and I can't wait to kind of, well, during the draft, kind of you washed the Super Bowl out of your mind and you look forward, but hopefully the Chiefs can turn some heads, and nationally they can stop picking the damn Broncos or Chargers to win the AFC West, in which the Chiefs have won 9 straight. The NFL record, by the way, is 11. They've won 9 in a row, which is absolutely insane. And last year might be the best of the best, considering 3 teams from the AFC West made the postseason. But you won't hear any of that talked about. You definitely won't hear about postseason wins being talked about. And it should, because if you're not bringing that up, you're not doing your homework. So if you're not hearing that from NFL Network or whatever, screw them. They don't know what they're talking about. The hits next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.